proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. In this session, we conclude our study of God's servant in Isaiah chapter 53. We focus on the 12th and final verse in that chapter. In that portion of Scripture, the prophet reminded his readers about what God's servant would do on their behalf. It also pointed out that God would reward his servant for fulfilling that divinely assigned task. God declared that, quote, "Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong," unquote. The image Isaiah evoked here alluded to the aftermath of a military conquest. The victors of a battle would apportion among themselves the captured bounty of their defeated enemy. Those individuals who displayed special heroism during the fight would receive a greater share of the plunder than those who did not behave so valiantly. Thus, Isaiah portrayed God's servant as one worthy of receiving a great reward for heroism. Jesus Christ attained a victory of cosmic proportions when he died on the cross of Calvary. He faced his ultimate trial without any human advocates, abandoned by even his closest followers. In John chapter 16, he remarked that, quote, "I am not alone, because the Father is with me," unquote. While he hung on the cross, though, he bore the sins of the world. On that occasion, he cried out, quote, my God, why hast thou forsaken me," unquote. Instead of referring to God as his Father, which he habitually did, the Savior alluded to him as my God. Jesus Christ's willingness to undergo such ill treatment merited his Father's favor. Paul wrote in the second chapter of Philippians that God hath also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Quote, "that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father," unquote. What did the servant of Isaiah 53 do to merit such recompense? Isaiah listed four separate actions that explain why that servant deserves such a reward. Quote, "he hath poured out his soul unto death," unquote. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all of them attested that Jesus Christ actually died on the cross. According to the second chapter of Hebrews, the Savior experienced death in order to destroy the devil, who had the power over death. Next, Isaiah noted that Jesus Christ was, quote, "numbered with the transgressors," unquote. The sinless Savior became sin in order that he might reconcile erring men with a holy God, a transaction noted by Paul in 2 Corinthians 5. Isaiah also noted that the servant, quote, "bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors," unquote. Again, the prophet connected the sufferings of God's servant with the concept of substitutionary atonement. As John the Baptist pointed out in the first chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God, taking away the sins of the world. The Lord also prayed for those who despitefully used him and persecuted, something that he advised his servants to do in the Sermon on the Mount. By doing so, he set an example for Christians to follow. Believers should pray for them that despitefully use them, persecute them, and say all manner of evil against them falsely, just as their Savior had done. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.